The God of love and virgin's crown, come let us adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. In you, Adonai, I have found my peace. Now from the heavens descending is seen a glorious light, the bride of Christ in splendor, arrayed in purest white. She is the holy city, whose radiance is the grace of all the saints in glory, from every time and place. This is the hour of gladness for bridegroom and for bride. The Lamb's great feast is ready, his bride is at his side. How blessed are those invited to share his wedding feast. The least become the greatest, the greatest are the least. The one enthroned in heaven takes up a dwelling place among this chosen people who see God face to face. No sound is heard of weeping, for pain and sorrow cease, and sin shall reign no longer, but love and joy and peace. See how a new creation is brought at last to birth, a new and glorious heaven, a new and glorious earth. Death's power forever broken, its empire swept away. The promised dawn of glory begins its endless day. How wondrous are the marvels of your love! We are amazed, we stammer and grow dumb, for word and spirit fail us. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, Virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to Adonai our God. This is what Adonai says, sing with joy for Jacob, shout for the foremost of the nations, make your praises heard and say, Adonai, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How wondrous are the marvels of your love. We are amazed, we stammer and grow dumb, for word and spirit fail us. Selection from the Novena to the Holy Spirit by Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Who are you, sweet light, that fills me and illumines the darkness of my heart? You lead me like a mother's hand, and should you let go of me, I would not know how to take another step. You are the space that embraces my being and buries it in yourself. Away from you, it sinks into the abyss of nothingness from which you raised it to the light. You, nearer to me than I to myself, and more interior than my most interior, and still impalpable and intangible and beyond any name, Holy Spirit, eternal love. Are you the sweet song of love and of holy awe that eternally resounds around the triune throne, that weds in itself the clear chimes of each and every being, the harmony that joins together the members to the head, in which each one finds the mysterious meaning of being blessed, and joyously surges forth, freely dissolved in your surging, Holy Spirit, eternal jubilation. Thanks be to God.
The deeper one is drawn to God, the more one must get beyond oneself, going into the world to carry divine life into it. I used to think being a religious person meant giving up all earthly things and thinking only about divine things. But the deeper one is drawn to God, the more one must get beyond oneself, going into the world to carry divine life into it. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. The deeper one is drawn to God, the more one must get beyond oneself, going into the world to carry divine life into it. At midnight the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, go to meet him." Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, go to meet him, Alleluia."
Today, may there be peace within. May we trust God that we are exactly where we are meant to be. May we not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May we use those gifts that we have received and pass on the love that has been given to us. May we be content knowing that we are children of God. May God's presence settle into our bones and allow our soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the joy of all creation and the praise of all your saints. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed servant, Teresa Benedicta, and we give you thanks that her commitment to search for truth led her to depend on you alone and serve you with a holy, pure, and detached heart. May her prayers be a source of help for us, and may her example inspire us that, like her, we will be able to say, "I do not regret that I have given myself up to love. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen."
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.